Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Officials in California ordered evacuations in the town of Montecito near Santa Barbara due to a new wave of storms impacting the area. High winds and rain are threatening widespread flooding and has knocked out power to more than 181,000 homes. Flights in and out of California airports will have some type of impact. Call ahead just to be safe. California Office of Emergency Services Director Nancy Ward.
The governor was clear in his directive to take every available action to keep Californians safe during these storms.
Former NATO Secretary General Anders Rasmussen announced this morning the most important way to deter China from attacking Taiwan is to ensure a Ukrainian victory in the war against the invading soldiers from Russia. It is the first time a former NATO chief has made an official visit to Taiwan, highlighting the concern in Europe over China's aggression in the Asian Pacific. The House voted Wednesday to adjourn last night at 8 p.m. Eastern.
In Wednesday's roll call ballot, 20 of the 222 House Republicans opposed McCarthy enough to deny him the majority he needed. After the vote, Ohio's Warren Davidson got up and nominated McCarthy again.
I plead with all of my Republican colleagues, let cooler, more rational heads prevail.
Several members voted for Florida's Byron Donalds instead, which marked the first time in history two black Americans have been nominated for the speaker, as Democrats nominated New York's Hakeem Jeffries for the role. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
An Iowa woman named the oldest person in America has died at the age of 115 years. Bessie Hendricks passed away Tuesday, according to relatives. Hendricks was born in November of 1907, and she was believed to have been the fourth oldest person in the world. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. This is USA News.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let's get an update on Buffalo Bills player DeMar Hamlin.
While the Buffalo Bills say DeMar Hamlin is showing signs of improvement, he remains in critical condition at a Cincinnati hospital. The league's Dr. Alan Sills says they will try to figure out why the 24-year-old suffered a heart attack.
It can be difficult sometimes to understand the cause of cardiac arrest, and we may never actually have a definitive answer. Commotio cordis is a very rare condition. It happens a lot more in sports like baseball, hockey, or lacrosse.
Sills says that diagnosis may get determined if everything else is ruled out. I'm Jerry Garmash.
Amazon notified employees Wednesday it plans to cut 18,000 jobs. The culprits, according to corporate leaders, are slowdowns in consumer and corporate spending. The layoffs are the most of any tech company in recent months, bigger when compared to cuts made at social media giants Meta, Snap, and Twitter. CVS and Walgreens are planning to start selling the abortion pill. Both drugstore chains made the announcement Wednesday after the FDA said any certified pharmacy can sell the pill. Patients will still need a prescription for the pill, but will no longer be required to go down to a doctor's office and pick it up. CVS and Walgreens still need to be certified by the FDA before moving forward. President Biden said Wednesday that the United States is considering sending Bradley fighting vehicles to help Ukraine combat Russia's nearly one-year invasion. Reporters traveling with the president during his infrastructure celebration Wednesday in Kentucky asked the question. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's what we do on behalf of the American people to get this country back on track. Look, it requires all hands on deck, number one. Number two, let's pursue the truth no matter where it leads. Matt Brainerd is going to be joining us in just a few moments. Matt, of course, has, from day one, has been a champion for justice for the J6 rally at the U.S. Capitol. He is also the head of Look Ahead America, and Matt is with us right now. Matt, welcome back. Good to have you with us. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. I'm glad to be back on here.
Well, first of all, you've had a week, as always. I mean, you just got back from Ron DeSantis's inauguration, huh?
I did. It was a real privilege to be invited. I saw the governor speak at his inauguration on the steps of the historic Florida Capitol among a large crowd of enthusiastic patriots. I think his speech really made clear why he won a historic victory of about 20 points, sweeping historic Democrat areas like Miami-Dade by double digits, because he delivered. That's fundamentally, and to so many people, to have an elected official go and do exactly what they said they were going to do and follow through on their word is unfortunately kind of remarkable, and the people of Florida rewarded him for that. And again, it was a real privilege to go there. I thought that the governor gave a fantastic speech, and I think he's got a very bright future.
I was going to say, is he the future of the Republican Party?
I think he has the potential to be, and that's going to be settled by, I'm not sure what his decisions are regarding the future, but, you know, we've got a presidential election coming up this cycle. I know we've got a lot of strong candidates. We've got President Trump, who's already announced, who's got a tremendous amount of support, well-earned. Mm-hmm. We're probably going to have a few other strong candidates get into the race. Governor DeSantis may be one of them. But I'm confident of two things. Number one is that we've got some phenomenal candidates, whether, announced or unannounced, from President Trump to the governor of Florida, to the governor of Iowa, to the governor of South Dakota. That we've got some phenomenal people who are ready to give a real challenge and basically take the White House back from the occupying force that has it now, and in a time where we need it more than ever. And the second thing I'm confident of is that next summer, when we have our convention in, I believe it's in Wisconsin, in Minneapolis, or is it Milwaukee? Sorry, Milwaukee, right?
Right. Yes, Milwaukee.
Sorry, I get those two cities confused all the time. Yeah, we have our convention that we're going to march out of there unified behind one leader, everybody rowing the same direction to help us achieve victory in November. Because there are some differences I know that there's a lot of arrows being slung right now among the different camps and different candidates, but we're ultimately on the same team. That is the team that has to beat Joe Biden.
Well, what's happening right now, Matt, and I'm glad you brought that up, is the fact that the Republican Party seems to be without a head. Donald Trump, I mean, you can say Donald Trump still leads the party, but he is not the force that he was before because of the Never Trumpers, because the way it's divided the party, and they've abandoned the leadership, and as a result, you've got this chaos. You know, it really speaks of the lack of leadership where the Republican Party is right now. It's unfortunate because, you know, here they surrender a year of their advantage in taking over the House by accepting this $1.7 trillion boondoggle and lock down essentially the Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer agenda through September. And when the tide was turned and the tables were turned with Donald Trump, it was the Republicans that surrendered to the Democrats and gave and turned over the power early instead of holding on to it longer, as long as the Democrats have done in this current cycle. Does that make sense?
Well, you're sort of making two different points. One point is that, yeah, I think it's I'm just speaking as a rank and file Republican. Mm-hmm. It is remarkably disappointing that so many, not a majority, but so many Republicans in the Senate allowed the Democrats to pass that legislation, that funding, that omnibus bill. I don't think he got any support from Republicans in the House, so we need to be specific in who are criticizing. I think it was about 17 or 20 Republican senators,
right,
including Mitch McConnell, who allowed that boondoggle to pass rather than saying, hey, nope, we're just going to pass something temporary until January when we take control of the House, and then we have a much better position to negotiate, although maybe for selfish reasons, McConnell thought, well, I'm not going to be the majority leader, so I personally will not have as much impact on the legislation, so this is a better deal for me or whatever his priorities are, which is very disappointing. The second thing you raised, though, I don't think it's something that we need to sweat, which is that our party does not have a titular leader and somebody that's in power. And that's inevitable when you don't have the White House.
Right.
And so every party who is not in the White House, not occupied, it does open the question, say, who is the leader? Well, it's a long process of figuring out who that person is going to be, because once we pick them, it's a long-term thing. Potentially, they're going to be the party's leader for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not an unfamiliar situation. There are some advantages to it as well, because when your party doesn't have a leader, it's more difficult to hold that party accountable for what it does or doesn't do. Voters are much more likely to attach positive or negative feelings to a name or face, which is why you heard so much about Nancy Pelosi in previous elections, as much or if not a lot more than you just heard criticism of Democrats in general. It's much easier to attack an individual. So right now, again, we are in the wilderness. We are effectively, legally, you can make the case, leaderless until somebody clinches the nomination for president. And that's a normal, natural process. We have to be patient with it. And our job as voters and activists and, you know, in the media is to help us make the right decision about who that person needs to be. And, again, many of the people who are probably going to run, going to be strong contenders, have not announced yet.
Hmm.
So, you know, right now our job is taking advantage of what leverage we have, as, you know, I'm speaking just as a rank-and-file Republican, to hold the Biden administration accountable, to expose the, I think, the very bad decisions they've made on countless fronts, oversight, and to do everything we can to slam the brakes on their agenda, given our new majority in the House.
Exactly. Well, Matt, regarding the speaker leadership, here we are, you know, the second time in modern history. We're now down to what we've done, 6 votes right now. What's your prognostication here?
I don't know, and I don't think anyone knows. That's kind of a problem. Usually can foretell how things are eventually going to settle, but there's so much uncertainty around it. It's creating broader problems, more systematic problems. Ideally, what would be ideal for the party and for the country is to get this thing resolved soon. I don't think, you know, I'm not going to wade into the details of.
Right. I'll tell you what, that's fair. Yeah, and that's fair. We've got to go to
resolved.
Break. More from Matt after
this. I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Back with you 19 minutes after top of the hour. We're talking to the executive director of Look Ahead America. He's back with updates on the J6 political prisoners and, of course, his organization, Look Ahead America. Matt, real quick, let's summarize, or not real quick, like 2 seconds, but because this is serious. You and I have been tracking on this from day one regarding the January 6th prisoners, how they've been left languishing in solitary confinement without due process. You've got, an 800-page report
you know, from this faux committee that after everything was said and done and the millions of dollars of taxpayer money that was spent all under the guise that this would never happen again. You know, it was a whole lot of nothing at the end of the day, right? Except that we have, you know, everyday citizens, you know, languishing in jail.
And that was something that the report completely ignored and brushed over. And it was sort of an anti-truth report, anti-reality report. It was the phony narrative of there ever having been an insurrection, the phony narrative that these people were en masse trying to prevent the government from certifying the election or anything like that, or that there was anything particularly unusual about the actions of the vast majority of the people, the 900 folks who've been arrested since January 6th. And what's remarkable to me is I held a rally at the Capitol in September of 2021, and I met a woman there who's the founder and leader of Code Pink. And she repeatedly has interfered with business, disrupted, done disorderly conduct countlessly at the U.S. Capitol with her group of fellow code thinkers. And they pay a $50 fine. They get released the same day and they go right back into the Capitol building and did it all over again. She told me she was arrested 20 times over and over again. It did not appear on billboards as a domestic terrorist with the FBI looking for them. Did not have endless news segments broadcast, advising people to help find them, help discover them. This massive, the FBI neglecting things like child sex trafficking and other serious crimes that are affecting our country. Why? To hunt down MAGA grannies who wandered into a public building for a couple minutes and then wandered out. This is, and all of this is that's driving this is that these people need to be punished by the current law and order, or lack of law and order establishment in D.C. by the Biden administration, because they need these arrests to prop up the phony narrative that there ever was an insurrection. Now, of the 900 people arrested, they've been charged with disorderly disruptive conduct, entering a restricted building, parading, picketing. None of them have been charged with insurrection, which is, in fact, a real crime.
Yes.
And and not only are these people being charged on trumped up charges that are exceptionally unusual, exceptional overcharging circumstances, but only about a third of them have even been sentenced so far. And there's about 10 people still in pretrial detention. Here we are, 2023, still in pretrial detention for completely non. They're not even charging them with fines. Forget whether or not they're actually guilty of them. But 10 of them are being charged or being held in pretrial detention. Now, you may have heard of a guy named Sam Bankman-Fried.
Mm-hmm.
You heard of him?
Yes, I have.
Now,
I think most people. Go ahead.
Well, the thing is, he has basically has been charged with stealing billions of dollars, committing vast amounts of wire fraud, destroying people's lives, and countless other crimes. Okay. Now, I don't know whether he's guilty or not. I don't know whether he's guilty. And I'm inclined to think maybe he is, but he's not been convicted, right? He has not been convicted of a crime. He is owed due justice, due process. Thank you. But he's out walking around as a free man. Now, these people, including those who were, again, not charged with, they walked into a building that you can walk into on typically any other day of the of the week,
right.
Walked around, walked out, being held in pretrial detention without the opportunity for bail. Something is seriously wrong there. While SBF is walking around a free man, and we've got Americans who are being held in the worst prison circumstances you can imagine, the worst, the D.C. gulag, which is, needs to be investigated, not just for the treatment of the J6 political prisoners, but for everybody else that's in there. I there are responsibility. There are prisoners, and you know, prison's not supposed to be a holiday, but it's not supposed to be torture.
Well, exactly. I mean, so much so that they're saying they wrote a letter and said, "Send us to Gitmo, you know, get us out of here." I mean, that's how bad it is. You know, to your point. But the fact of the matter is that at the end of the day, what we're looking at here is you had close, probably in estimation now, close to 2 million people who descended on Washington, D.C. to protest, you know, what happened with the vote. And that hasn't been investigated. It's all been squashed, and along with any other dissent that would go along with, you know, the counter-narrative that has been put out there by the establishment that says, thou shalt think this way. If not, you're going to jail.
That's right. I think that, again, the line that we have that we have broadcast far and wide on this issue is very simple. It's that these people aren't being persecuted for what they did. They're being persecuted for what they believe.
Yes.
And you may disagree with what they believe. That's fine. But you can't stand by and watch them become political prisoners, be essentially tortured and have their lives destroyed, and have basically a permanent target put on their back for the rest of their lives, because they attended a peaceful protest, because they were it's unconscionable. And
exactly.
You would think that the left would be very sympathetic to this, because at President Trump's inauguration, there were over 200 Antifa who were arrested and charged, not with picketing or parading or obstructing or disorderly, but with real violence,
mm-hmm.
massive violence. All of them had their charges dropped. All of them.
Right.
And because, in part, because they had a legal apparatus and a sympathetic media, and all of those things came into play. And that kind of gets us back to, well, what's Look Ahead America about? Because the left has an infrastructure for community organizing that the right has never really had. And that's what Look Ahead America is trying to build. Because if we were able to mobilize people like the left are, we could march a million people into D.C. to protest the treatment of these people. I think they'd all have been released much sooner, and they would have all gotten their day in court much sooner. But we can't. We're not at the point where we can bring the same type of pressure as the left can. That's what we've got to build towards.
Mm-hmm. And this is what Look Ahead America is all about?
We are fundamentally America First community organizers. We train people on how to do community organizing, how to cause good trouble where they live. We train people on how to take the fight to the left at the local level, the state level, the national level. And some of our issue focuses, one of our biggest issue focuses over the last couple of years has been the Justice for J6 cause. We created this movement before it existed. We got involved with this battle in January of 2021. That's when we started. And it was really disturbing to me at that time how these individuals were being targeted like they were Al-Qaeda,
mm-hmm.
like they were serious terrorists. And being charged with crimes that were way out of proportion for what most of them did. And nobody was complaining about it. Nobody was saying anything about it. But I'm really glad that we started this battle. We started the battle by calling the Department of Justice out and the FBI out, by going there to those buildings and protesting at the DOJ right on their front steps, by going to prison, by going to the U.S. Capitol, and by across the country going to folks running for office and asking the hard questions, what are you going to do about these people? And over time, we actually won over a plurality of the American public. They now agree with us. And increasingly, we've seen elected officials speak out on this. And, you know, initially, we just had a couple. We had Paul Gosar that spoke out early on. And then we got MTG, and we built it out to five or six. And we're actually expecting new members of Congress who were just elected to continue to join this battle to get these people the justice they deserve and expose the crime that the Department of Justice and FBI has committed under the orders of the Biden administration.
The Democrats spent the midterm election talking about the threat of democracy. This, Matt Brainard, is the threat to democracy, isn't it? 19 seconds
Absolutely.
Left. Go ahead. How can people get involved? Go ahead.
We're going to be holding vigils on January 6th in D.C. and elsewhere around the country to find out about these or learn about how to host your own vigil. Please go to lookaheadamerica.org. That's lookaheadamerica.org.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
USA News Update. The House voted Wednesday to adjourn last night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Republican frontrunner for Speaker of the House position, Kevin McCarthy, said he wanted more time to negotiate after six rounds of voting on the speakership resulted in no winner. Voting will resume at 12 noon Eastern today. Former NATO Secretary General Anders Rasmussen announced this morning the most important way to deter China from attacking Taiwan is to ensure a Ukrainian victory in the war against the invading soldiers from Russia. It's the first time a NATO chief has made an official visit to Taiwan, highlighting the concern in Europe over China's aggression in the Asia Pacific. A strong atmospheric river storm associated with a bomb cyclone is producing heavy rains, damaging winds, and a significant amount of mountain snowfall in California. It's the latest storm in a series of storms expected in the coming weeks. Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Back with the America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you, and we've got the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, the infamous contributing editor of National Review Online, the one and only DeRoy Murdoch. Happy New Year, my friend. How are you?
A man who will live in infamy, DeRoy Murdoch, along with Bill Martinez, equally infamous. Happy New Year. Good to talk to you.
Hey, always good here. Let's get down to business. The Democrats' gasophobia will prove fatal, you say, to even more Americans. And that is a fact, Jack, right?
Well, it is. You know, the Democrats fear fossil fuels more than anything else on Earth, and that includes natural gas. And so they've been busy in places like Los Angeles, San Francisco, Berkeley, and even New York City, banning new natural gas hookups, in some cases new gas appliances for new construction, new homes, even new office buildings. And, you know, that's all really cute because they want to get on electricity because electricity is clean and green, et cetera, et cetera. But then if you have a blackout, guess what? You have lost your primary and only source of energy. Now, if you have natural gas, you can do things like if it's cold, you still can make food. You can make coffee, tea, hot cocoa, or you can take a big pot of water, put it on the stove, and steam up your home, your apartment, and at least stay warm that way. But if you have an electric stove and you have an electric outage, as we saw very tragically happen in Buffalo, New York, and all these other places are hit by the polar vortex right around Christmas, what happens is you freeze to death and you die. And this has happened to at least, I think it was 9 people in Buffalo. We had that big outage in Florida, rather in Texas, in early 2021, just a little under 2 years ago. And, yeah, the windmills stopped turning. Energy conked out across the state of Texas. The temperatures went down to 10, 15, 20 degrees. And you had people actually freeze to death in their beds. And, you know, they didn't have access to things like Generac generators, or if they did, they weren't able to get them. The consequence was they lost electricity. They didn't have a secondary source of power. And when that happens, either you freeze to death or you boil to death, potentially. Mm-hmm. And we want to avoid that. But the left, you know, they're part of the big Green New Deal and all their climate nonsense. Are putting people at risk, and in fact, putting people in situations where they've frozen to death unnecessarily. And that's just appalling and disgusting.
Well, the very thing you and I talked about, you know, that this was going to happen. I mean, you have more people that die by cold than by heat. And, you know, and how, I mean, they're just insisting on this. And, of course, you see the president involved in Egypt at that recent climate confab deal, which really turned out to be, you know, incredible. I mean, an introduction of the climate religion on top of this. So this is so pervasive. And our government leadership, starting with Joe Biden, is so committed to this, regardless of the common sense reasoning that you see the results of. I mean, data and science doesn't matter anymore. What matters is their agenda. They're hell-bent on basically killing people because, DeRoy, they all part of this mentality. They are in total committed belief that the population of the world is too high and it's unsustainable.
I think that's right, and you say it's a religion. I call these people climatarians, okay?
Yes.
Presbyterians, Unitarians are the climatarians. Yeah. And it's the climatarian faith, and for this is, for them, it's, as you say, like a religion. They don't listen to science, and the science disagrees with what they say. They just say, well, you're a denier, and all this sort of nonsense. Mm-hmm. And the result isn't just that they have, well, when you can be a Presbyterian, if you don't agree with Presbyterians, that's fine. You go to a different church or no church at all. But if these people are in control, they run the government, and if you disagree with them, that's too bad. They're still going to take away your car, take away your gas range, not let you hook up a Generac-type generator. And they'll make these decisions because they're much smarter than we are. And of course, they're more moral and decent and ethical because they are people in the climatarian faith, and the others of us are, I guess, fossil fuelarians, if you will. And you know, our needs and preferences, I guess, don't really count anymore.
And the people shouldn't think that we're kidding. I mean, the United Nations Climate Summit, at the recent one in Egypt, they presented their own version of the Ten Commandments, DeRoy.
Wow, there you go.
Yeah, so here you are, the climatarians.
Right.
Exactly, yeah. And they got a new Moses, too. Just a different, instead of Greta Thunberg, now we have Greta 2.0.
Big Greta.
Yeah, yeah, and so there it is, you know. So she's the new goddess of the United Nations Climate Summit that has gone full-born and has called the faith leaders of the world to unite for the greater good of the world.
Well, what's really troubling about all this is if these people are pursuing these policies and actually reducing temperatures, you might say, all right, they're getting something accomplished. But you take a look at the Inflation Reduction Act, quote-unquote, which really doesn't do anything about inflation, but does do a lot about the Green New Deal. This thing spends a pile of money. It has heaps of mandates, subsidies for electric cars, solar, wind energy, et cetera, et cetera. And you take a look at the actual reduction in Earth's temperatures between now and the year 2100, and it goes down something like, I don't have the figure in front of me, I'm afraid, but it's like 0.009 degrees Fahrenheit, which would be like taking your thermometer and turning it from, the thermostat, I should say, from 72 degrees down to 71.998 degrees or something like that. So even if you think global warming is out of control and that we're all going to boil to death in, you know, 10 or 12 or 15 years, and it's a real problem, well, if that's the case, then let's get the temperature down 1 or 2 or 3 degrees, in which case we'll say, all right, we're spending a lot of money, we're shutting down the economy, but at least we're fighting global warming. Guess what? We're shutting down the economy, regulating people's death, and we're not doing a thing about global warming anyway, which says to me what these people are interested in has nothing to do with global warming. It has to do with controlling us,
totally,
telling us what to do, making our decisions from when we wake up until we crawl into bed, and they're in control, and we're mere vassals. That's what the real agenda is. It really has nothing to do, ultimately, with whether the planet is warming or cooling. That's just a sideshow for more government control on the part of the international left.
Well, Joe Biden was honest for a moment when he told the people that they want to put you all back in chains. He wants to put, I mean, this is what this amounts to, is that our freedoms are gone and we're going to be compelled to obey this mandate that's being imposed upon us. And what's so galling about this, on top of this, DeRoy, is they're using the people's money. They're using taxpayers' money to fund, you know, this UN conference and this agenda at every turn. And then, as you say, after all the money that's invested, it basically exacerbates the inflation and recessionary problems. It doesn't offer any relief whatsoever. But Joe Biden, straight face, tells the American people that, oh, he's got this. He can handle this.
That's what they say. And as you put it, they take a lot. Not only if they want to do this with private money, that's bad enough. But they do it with our government money and our taxpayer money. A lot of this being used to pay off their pals in the green energy business. Those guys are getting all kinds of subsidies, tax loopholes, et cetera, et cetera. And then, as you say, and as I said earlier, this ultimately does little, if anything, or sometimes it's counterproductive in terms of actually reducing CO2 or lowering Earth's temperatures. I heard an amazing new policy in France now. If I want to see if I get this right, I believe if you are traveling anywhere in France by plane, and you get between those destinations on a train, I think it's in less than 2 hours, mm-hmm. they are getting rid of those flights. So let's say you want to go from, I don't know, maybe Marseille to Nice by plane. Well, you have to take a train now. Well, the trains are already crowded. The train prices, train tickets will increase in price. What that means is people can't fly. They won't be able to afford to take the train, or they can't get seats on the trains. So guess what they're going to do? They're going to drive, which means they're going to congest the roads. And as the cars sit there not moving, guess what comes out of the tailpipes? Carbon dioxide.
Exactly.
So it ends up being completely counterproductive to what these people are trying to do. Absolutely astonishing.
What's happened to common sense? And I mean, this is not just in America, but I mean, this is a disease. We have turned our backs on human reasoning, thousands of years of experience and technology, and suddenly we're rendered stupid in the process. What's going on here?
Well, a lot of stupidity, you know. There was a movie a few years back called Idiocracy, which was sort of a comedy. I think Idiocracy has now become a documentary, as so many of these ridiculous, absurd, non-scientific, sort of superstition-based ideas and policies and so-called reforms get implemented, a lot of them costing billions, if not trillions of dollars, paid for by you, me, and our listeners. And, you know, this is what happens when you put the Democrats in office. These folks believe in these things. They get the power, and they want more of it. They want more control. And as I say, they're not happy unless they can bark orders at us from when we crawl out of bed in the morning until we crawl back into bed at night. Nothing makes them happier than that.
Well, we've got to crawl into a commercial break. We've got more from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
Every day we invest in what matters to us, from coffee to a stick of gum to drive-thru. Netflix or iTunes, Amazon Prime, they bring us a sense of joy and value to our lives. It also matters that we have a country to save and the next generation to protect. Bill Martinez Live has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. And advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled not to advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with Bill Martinez Live this coming year? Your return on investment is unique, in-depth analysis of the cultural issues that matter most. Issues of faith, movies, entertainment, geared to expand your awareness and motivate you to go deeper into these important topics so you can own your knowledge and exercise your critical thinking in order to bring reason back to the public square. Your one-time gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of BML Live. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of Bill Martinez Live would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in with $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Every gift, your gift of any size, matters. Visit BillMartinezShow.com to gift. BillMartinezShow.com, and thank you.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine2bar. Vine2bar chocolate. Visit us at vine2bar.com.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, DeRoy Murdoch, continues with us as we're talking about the Democrats' gasophobia. And not only is it proving fatal to even more Americans, but it continues to keep America in fear and, as Joe Biden says, in chains, because our freedoms are just slipping away here, DeRoy.
Well, they are. And another thing that's slipping away as a result of this is our national independence, sovereignty, and national security. You know, one of the amazing reforms under Donald J. Trump, which he accomplished in less than 4 years, and we've talked about this for decades, was American energy independence. And I thought, boy, this would be a great thing to achieve, and it would probably take a decade to do. Well, guess what? He did it in about 3 years or so. America was not just energy independent. We were energy dominant. We became the biggest producer of oil and gas in the world, more than the Middle East. And as a consequence, rather than having to go, you know, hat in hand, on bended knee, begging the Saudis and even the Iranians to turn on their spigots, we're in a situation where we said, well, we're producing a ton of oil and gas. Your oil and gas prices are going down. We don't have to take orders from you guys. And so, by the way, we think it's time you did peace deals with Israel. And Donald J. Trump was able to negotiate four different Middle East peace deals with Israel. Amazing. So when you are energy dominant, not only can you pay your bills more easily here, can you pump gas into your car at a lower price, but because America doesn't have to go and beg overseas countries for the ability to keep our lights on and keep our cars running, we are basically stronger and more influential on the international stage, as we saw in the Trump presidency. Mm-hmm. The situation is reversed completely under Joe Biden. We're now energy dependent, not energy independent. Now we're in a situation where instead of being able to swing our weight around the world, we've got to be supplicants in the area of energy, which gives more influence and sway to people in the Middle East, people like countries like Venezuela, and that all works to the detriment of American independence, sovereignty, and national security.
How much happier were the other people, allies, people in Europe, because of America's energy independence? I mean, we operated unlike, the Arab nations, OPEC. This was a positive effect around the world, America's energy independence. And it surprises me a bit, DeRoy, that these nations did not, do everything they could to make sure that Donald Trump stayed in office, because it was a good thing, not only for America, but for those throughout the rest of the world. Yes, there were, you had the Russians and you had China, chomping at the bit, and even some of these OPEC countries. I get that. But by and large, I mean, the majority of these European countries had to be benefiting, I think, demonstrably as a result of America's energy independence, were they not?
I would think so, if if for no other reason, when you deal with American oil companies as opposed to OPEC, you've got stable prices. You don't have the looming risk of them saying, well, we're going to, you know, reduce supply or do a boycott or any of that. So the political risk goes down to zero, and the commercial risk of them suddenly, you know, having a meeting and basically literally engaging in collusive economic activity. Egypt and Iran and Saudi Arabia and Venezuela all can sit in a room and say, all right, let's cut production by 10% and let prices go up, or we're all just going to increase our prices by X amount. They can play those sorts of games. If Exxon, Mobil, and Gulf Oil all got in a room and did that, guess what? The Department of Justice would come in and sue them under the Sherman Antitrust Act for monopoly action, and that's against the law. So the kind of collusion that you see take place on the part of OPEC is literally against federal law in this country. So I think it is almost, the folks who run American oil companies could try to do what OPEC does, but if they did, they'd be prosecuted. So they don't do that. And as a consequence, if you were living in Belgium or Hong Kong, or you're in Korea or Colombia, you don't have to worry about that sort of thing if you're relying on American oil and natural gas as opposed to Middle Eastern oil and natural gas.
Yeah, this is, again, surprising to me, the lack of support and how they just, they're kind of quiet about all this. Is, you know, the net effect of America not being prosperous, because, you know, when you go back at the turn of the 20th century, it was America that saved, you know, the Western world, was it not?
It was. I mean, there's a wonderful quote by, I think it was by Margaret Thatcher, who talked about the fact that the United States in World War One and World War Two, and then throughout the Cold War, largely in conjunction with our closest ally, the British, I think the way Thatcher put it is that once again, the English-speaking people ride to the rescue, I think is how she put it. Of course, with the help of our friends from Australia, Canada, New Zealand. And this is true, and this is something that the West has done, which is provide prosperity and stability, which is benefit around the world. And when we put those things at risk, it creates international chaos very often. And unfortunately, the response of a lot of people overseas was, again, as unfortunately too many people did in this country, focus on President Donald J. Trump's unusual, I like to use the term, outsized personality, and focus on that and not focus on the amazing and incredible policy changes and policy reforms and policy improvements that he was able to implement in just 4 years, including, as I said, we've been discussing energy independence, among other things. And they should have appreciated that. They don't have that now. They've got Joe Biden, so I guess they got some guy's personality they like better. But, you know, we've got international inflation. We have international instability. We've got a war between Russia and Ukraine that didn't exist. I think even people on the left can see that if Trump were in the White House, Putin would not have invaded Ukraine.
Exactly.
And if Trump were there for a second term, we probably would have a Saudi-Israeli peace deal, which means that the Iranians probably would have come on board, at which point the Palestinians would have realized that they're completely abandoned, and they too would have come aboard and said, all right, the jig is up. We need to do something with the Israelis. And I think you finally would have almost complete Middle East peace. Imagine that. But yeah. I guess that was too much for people. So here we are with Brandon and his incredibly visionary and highly successful presidency. Ha ha ha.
Yeah, I mean, the pollsters and that would lead us to believe that America is just a bunch of losers, that we'd rather lose than win, right?
Sure looks that way. I mean, it's amazing to see how far we have slipped in less than 2 years under Joe Biden in terms of energy independence, in terms of our economy, our international influence, our refusal to do so many things independently, where instead we've got to go to the UN and do everything on a unilateral basis. They must be seeing what's going on at the U.S. southern border and just either laughing or crying. I mean, I don't know any other country that has just said, come on in. You don't need visas. You don't need passports. Astonishingly enough, there are people in El Paso, Texas, not coming across legally, not even just coming across the border. They're going into the sewers and popping up through the manhole covers. Mm-hmm. So even if you're into open borders, I think we all should be able to agree that open manhole covers really is not much of a policy in terms of immigration. That's how chaotic and out of control and totally, utterly, holistically dysfunctional the situation is on the U.S.-Mexico border. That's got to lead to, as I say, either probably sadness among our allies and probably tremendous laughter and high fives among our enemies.
Well, exactly. And, of course, historically, we have seen what's happened when nations' borders are opened up. And now you've got these countries that at least they're smart enough to say, okay, noble experiment, no good. You know, we're re-engaging and reestablishing our borders. But they saw the damage, and they're unlike America. I mean, here, we have enough experience, and we understood going in, that we needed to maintain a proper immigration program. And the Democrats and other forces have decided that that's not acceptable. And so forget about the rule of law. Let's just knock down the border walls and let people come in here and invade our country. And this is what it is. It is an invasion. And the American people, God-fearing and constitutional-loving American people, are going to end up paying the price on this.
No, I think you're absolutely right about that. And look, my mother and father, immigrants, they came from Costa Rica. Immigrants have added so much to this country since day one. But look, all I ask is if you are overseas and you want to come to America, do one thing. Go to the U.S. Embassy and fill out the paperwork, and we're ready for you. We'll let you know. We'll put a visa in your passport, and you can come in through an airport or come in by ship or whatever it is, and you can come and join the American experience. But this idea that people are breaking, as you say, invading this country, and they're coming in by the millions. I think it's somewhere in the realm of about 2.5 to 3 million people marching into this country, invading this country under Joe Biden. And as I say, popping up through the sewers and manholes of El Paso, no COVID tests. Who knows what their health situation is? We don't know if they've got criminal records. We don't know who these people are.
Exactly.
That doesn't even count the gotaways who slipped past us and then they got in and we have no idea who they are. This is insane. This is potentially deadly. And every other country expects when you come in that somebody's going to look at you and say, okay, good enough, you're fine and kosher, or you're not, turn around and go away. And Joe Biden is throwing that out. So people are just breaking into this country. You know, you get your free cell phone, you get your free hotel room in Times Square, and then your kids get educated at taxpayer expense in schools that are already too crowded with resources insufficient to go around, or a lot of them get wasted by the bureaucracy, which means there's even less for the American kids and the illegal alien kids. This is crazy. This is insane and destructive, and I think it's really sort of some variety of treason on the part of Biden and the Democrats. And this is
well, it absolutely is.
As far as possible.
Exactly. It plays into the hands of the globalists. I mean, this is all marching us down the road to a one-world government. Everything that you look at in our energy sector, our border, the laws that are being passed, it's not about making America great again. That's the clear differential. We got about 45 seconds left. I'll let you summarize it.
Yeah, I think you're right. These people are not interested really in a strong America that will lead the world. Their idea is America is just one more country, kind of like Paraguay or Sri Lanka or Burkina Faso, and so we're just one nation among many, and why should we be any stronger or more influential than anybody else? And the sooner we knock ourselves down and weaken ourselves, we can be just like any of them, the better. And this is their ideology, this is their belief, and they're implementing this, and unfortunately so far they're succeeding. And the sooner they can be removed from power and put back into the faculty lounges, the better.
He's the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch. Thank you, DeRoy. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Bill. Thanks very much.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.